The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Is with news that Keir Starmer is expected to hold a video call today with as many as 25 members of what are being described as a coalition of the willing. This is nations that could take part in a peacekeeping action or influence the development of peace in Ukraine. Keir Starmer spoke yesterday afternoon with the French president and with the Norwegian prime minister and afterwards said that we can't allow President Putin to play games with President Trump's deal. The Kremlin's complete disregard for President Trump's ceasefire proposal only serves to demonstrate that Putin is not serious about peace. With us is Will Hutton from the Observer in the UK. Will, this has the feeling of Keir Starmer trying to insert the UK into a process that seems to be going on without them.
No, I'm not sure that's completely fair. I mean, if not Keir Starmer in kind of partnership with President Macron, then who? You know, the Americans have walked off the plot, really. They're not particularly trusted by Zelensky and the Ukrainians. And it's true, thankfully, they've restored intelligence sharing and the supply of munitions to Ukraine. But I don't think anyone feels they can trust Donald Trump. And there has to be some kind of pressure from the rest of the world, I think. That's my view, at least. And it has to come from Europe. And the two strongest militaries in Europe are France and Britain. And I think we're lucky that Macron and Starmer have stepped up to the plate and lucky that they get on well and lucky that they're working so closely together. So, true, it's paying political dividends in Britain to a degree, in that his ratings have gone up. But then I think there's a general view that, if not him, who? And he's handled the situation quite well. And it has to be said that his security advisor, Jonathan Powell, spent last weekend in Kiev with Zelensky, kind of feeding back to Zelensky what Macron and Keir Starmer thought was the best way of approaching the talks in Saudi Arabia last Monday and Tuesday. And it seems that that's paid dividends. So, look, I mean, I think the fact that there's been kind of, that America has kind of semi-swung back behind Ukraine, and that if there is going to be a peace, it's not going to be completely on Putin's terms, has got something to do with actually, the way, Britain and France, and I have to say, including the Republic of Ireland, actually, because you guys have not exactly stepped aside from this, and Australia and Canada. I mean, it's not only Europeans who are at this kind of video call today. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good question. And of course, all politicians have got an eye on public opinion, an eye on their place in history. So I've no doubt that's kind of influencing him to a degree. He's also a very practical guy. I know him quite well. I mean, I can imagine that he's just being extremely practical and putting in the hours to get these people into the same place at the same time.
Practical in an attempt to achieve what? Do you think it is that is the UK objective that this ceasefire holds and that Putin is forced to the table and forced to sign up to it? Or is it that there is a doubling down in the amount of resources being given to Ukraine in the ultimate hope of a victory?
Look, opinion differs on this, and you could talk to a kind of every chancellery in Europe and you get a slightly different nuanced view. But I think that Britain, France and Germany, with the new chancellor, Friedrich Merz, are broadly in the same place. Russia has, we don't know, but estimates kind of vary between 800,000 to 1 million people injured or dead. Up to 40% of Russian GDP is being spent on this war. There are satellite shots of the front line being supplied by golf carts and donkeys. Morale amongst Russian troops is extremely low. It's not clear that they could sustain this war for another year or even 18 months without there being big ructions at home. And it was, of course, that led to the collapse of the Soviet Union when the same thing happened in Afghanistan. So this view that kind of there's an inexorable victory for Russia is kind of I think, misplaced. And actually, the Ukrainians have got enough will if they've given the resource to fight on, I think, and hold this line. And then you might get a kind of a settlement that would be much more kind of fair than the one that I think that Putin wants to get. So I think what's in Starmer's mind, to the extent I can read it at all, is that actually some kind of outcome, like between South Korea and North Korea, with some demilitarized zone between the territory that the Russians have won and Ukraine's territory, with Ukraine permitted to have sovereignty but not join NATO, certainly immediately. I mean, he's thinking, I think, along those kinds of lines. He's certainly not thinking that actually President Putin was very clear. There's only peace if we can solve the origins of the problem. What's the origins of the problem? Ukraine is a sovereign country that wants to lean into the West, the European Union, and even NATO. And that's the origins of the problem. And I'm going to stop that. And if it requires another million or 2 million people dead, then so be it. And that's not, I think, where Starmer is.
You were talking about your capacity to read his mind. Give us a sense of what you think he would hope for as an outcome from the video call with the coalition of the willing. Whatever about the behind-the-scenes decision, I assume there will be some kind of hope for a joint statement, a joint position, a sense of consensus. What do you think he needs in optics terms out of this?
What he needs in optics terms is all 25. And they do exclude, by the way, unfortunately, Giorgia Meloni of Italy, who's dropped out, which I think is a pity. What he wants in optics is a kind of contingent statement that 25 countries whose joint GDP is higher than both America and Russia's put together are willing to kind of underwrite Zelensky wants some kind of guarantee over and above American people on the ground mining lithium. And I think who that would be, what character it would be, is for negotiations. But what the negotiators need to know is that the 25 countries, not a NATO force, some of the countries would not be NATO, that would actually step up for peacekeeping kind of arrangements, and also are ready to kind of stand behind Ukraine if the war falls apart, if these talks fall apart, and actually the war intensifies. So that's what he wants to do, is to kind of do as much as he can to strengthen Zelensky's hand in these negotiations, to kind of put the onus of movement on Putin, and to say that if the architecture of a truce requires some kind of external guarantees, then there are 25 countries that will supply it.